Maim Atem Din Tzom Yom Kulchem. We read the top, the fifth chalik of the Maimer we began last week, and we're going to continue the Peirush to go over what we learned with the Peirush, page Nun Tes, on the right hand side. Begin everything that we're learning, every word here, of course, is all shining with the light of Tu B'Shvat. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. So let's begin. Ahadover on the right hand side on Nuntas on the bottom. Ahadover Agor Maham Shochem Bechinas Eish Oichla Bechinas Kodshe Bechinas Kel Elion Velias Yisrael Olu Machshov Vechelek Havaya Amai Shuchla Oiris Galus Pneemis Malchus Yisbach Meatzmus Malchus Kanal. That it's possible for a Jew and the Jewish people to make this connection with Atzmusa Kivyochel, the Bar Olam himself, to cross over that unbelievable gap between the Creator and the created. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have a Rotzen Limlach, that he should want to be Melech Yisrael. Acha'inin hinei kidei lo'ira etz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzen Limlucha. In order to be Ma'ira, in order to awaken, to arouse by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a rotzen, this will, this desire, kivyochel, lemelucha, to have this malchus. Tzrichim lahagia la'atzmusa mahus yisbaruch. We have to somehow reach his infinite, unknowable essence. To be ma'orer kivyachol, somebody, you have to reach that person. L'havdil elef alfei havdalos. To reach, even in the Lashon Ben Adam that we use, to touch somebody, to reach somebody. You can't be ma'orer someone without reaching him. But the question, of course, here is that how could that be? That a human being who is finite, who is miserable, physical, finite creature, how is it possible to kivyochel, to reach the infinite one? That's the problem. How do you cross over that space? Lagia, we have to reach atzmusa mahus yisbarach. In order to draw that into our lives, you have to reach him. And that's the madrega of Kel Elyon, Kel Bekodshe, right? Hashem in his sanctuary. The Baruch Shalom is by himself in his sanctuary. How do you get into there and reach him, Kivyochel? V'lifal Kivyochel, Shul Yisbaruch Yashpulis Atzmai, and to cause that Hashem Yisbaruch Kivyochel will lower himself and Kivyochel to degrade and to humiliate himself in a certain sense, to be mashpil himself. Liyos Melech Yisrael uMelech HaOlam, to be Melech Yisrael, and through Yisrael, of course, Melech HaOlam. V'melech Tzarech Leimer Sheyesh Eizek Kesher V'Shaiches Ben Nishmais Yisrael V'Atzmus U'Mahus Yisbaruch. This must mean that if we can do that, if somehow we are able to be Ma'orer, to awaken Kivyochel, Hashem made us with such an ability to be Ma'orer within Him, a Ratzon each year again, Limlach. And in a certain way, every day. But each Rosh Hashanah, limloich. So it must be, b'meila tzarech leimer sheyesh eizek kesher v'shaiches b'nishmas Yisrael v'atzmus u'mahus yisbaruch. No, we don't understand what that is. There must be some connection, some way of us reaching the essence, the unknowable, infinite essence of the Bari Olam, of the Creator. That we're incapable of understanding that, of course we're incapable of understanding. We're not talking about understanding. But can we reach it, even without understanding it? Can we touch Kivyochel himself? Is that possible? It is. Mo'irer Rotzen Limlach. So we have all these beautiful things that tell us that we're at the top of Hashem's mind. Olav Machshava, he thought of us and then created the world. And Chelak Hashem Amai, we're his Chelak. And in every single one of us, there's a Chelak Hashem, right? This is what we're learning. Mikomakam Hagufa Tzarabia. Those are nice words, and it's really beautiful. But we need to understand that. This itself needs to be explained. In the presence of the Borei Olam, of the Creator, the Infinite One, there's no such thing as any mitzias other than Him. What's Tifus HaMakom? What has any reality? What exists? What has a place in the presence of the Infinite One? How is it therefore shayach to say that the Jewish people have a relationship to his infinite essence to such a degree that we're able to reach that place, that mitzias, and to be ma'ayra aratzim limlach? This is the most basic question of our existence. Achim ha'ayra metzlis baruch ratzim li as melech aleim. And for sure, this question is nageya every day of our lives, but especially on those days that Chazal themselves defined as Rosh Hashanah. And today is a Rosh Hashanah. Today is a Bechina of Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah. And there's a gili, a very strong gili of this Rots, of this Rotsen Limlaich on Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe explains. Hinehu liyais ein melech milay am. As we learned last week, there's no such thing as a king without a nation. It doesn't mean anything. As we spoke a lot about last week. Peir shehem nikru, 2 weeks ago. Last week. A malchus, we understand, means that the melech has a relationship with the nation. And the people have some relationship, meaning that they share something in common with the king, or else it couldn't be a malchus. The difference is, even though they share much in common or something in common, but he's very, very great, and they're very, very simple or small, but they have something in common. That we have from the Kadmonim, from the Rishonim, that there's no such thing as a king without a kingdom, without a people. The Etzem Mitzias HaMelech Mechayevis Shiyesh Am. The Mitzias that there's a king means that there must be a kingdom. A king without a kingdom is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. He's not a king. He's Ois Melech. The Etzem Mitzias HaMelech Mechayevis Shiyesh Am Shaleim Hum Aylech V'Shaleim. That he has a people over whom he rules. The Zegufish and the crime Amai Shal HaMelech. The fact that you could say that's the nation, that's his nation, that's the nation of that king. It means that there's some relationship and there's some closeness that they have one with the other. So gam echad pirushim b'loshon am, and that's one of the explanations of the hints in the word am. Am nation is b'loshon im. Im means, of course, together with. Together with. Imai v'itai. In order that the king be a king, e melech b'loi am really means e melech b'loi im. There's no such thing as a king without a kingdom. And the definition of the kingdom is that it must be that the am is im hamelech, is with the king on the most basic level. They have a kesher, they have a shaychus. They're also human beings. Obviously, it's more effective when not only are they also human beings, but they share a common language, a common history, a common culture, common religion. We understand that. The Lakala Pachas, they're of the same fabric. It's not shaykh to say that a person, a human being, is a king over rocks. Oh, they have, by the way, a Musaq, that somebody was the king of rock. They say such a thing. It's a shtus. It's in this kind of rocks, in this kind of king. It doesn't make sense that somebody should be a king over a rock. Because a human being, and if there was some bechina of malucha, it's because he was also a rock. That's the only way it could be, because that way he was a melech b'loy am, so it was one rock in, together with another rock. Then there could be. But it can't in seichel be such a thing, because a human being is a medaber, is an intelligent speaking being, and an evan, is an evan daimim, is an inanimate rock. So there's no malchus. Ilanais, to be a human being, to be a king over trees, over plants, over behemoths, over animals. Dirak ala hamedaber shekamoisei shayach lashon melucha. A human being rules over other human beings. He's a greater human being than the others, so he's able to rule over them. Because the king is greater than the other subjects, than the subjects of his kingdom. But he's a human being. He shares that in common with them, and other things as well. But of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's more ridiculous, as I explained last week, it's infinitely more ridiculous to describe a kingdom where we have Kivyochel, the Bari Olam himself, is what? He's a melech over Basar Adam. The infinite one is a king over Basar Adam. It sounds sillier than somebody setting up rocks and toy soldiers and toy trees and saying, I'm your king. It sounds even sillier. And if it doesn't sound silly, it's because we're silly. But the emphasis is that it's ridiculous. The Bari Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he have with a human being? Kruzei Chaymer. Like we say by the Sana Taikif, the whole, what's a human being? Lehevel Dama, Gornisht. Kitzitz Oiver. Kitzel Pereach. Right? What is it? Lefiza, Yesh Lahavin. Ech Yitoch and Kol Geda Amluche, Yitzel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shein Shum Erech Vidim, Yichas HaShom, Ben Kol HaNivroim Kula. Gam HaNivra, Yoyse Ruch, Nima HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most spiritual thing that exists is a Nivra. It was created. Ein Erech Lachav, Ein Ke'erkecha, Hashem Elokeinu. What connection is there between a Nivra and the Bayre? Something that's created and the Creator. It's like a person ruling over trees and rocks. It's not shaykh to say. Not just that it's silly. It's not shaykh to say such a thing. It's meaningless. It's worse than silly. It's meaningless. He explains in the note that by the other things, it's not a kasha. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is king over the entire world. So isn't that even sillier, that Hashem is king over attack over trees and animals? That Hashem rules over the entire world. It's even sillier than at least we're Balei Seichel, trying to be Balei Seichel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech over the world, the rest of the world. That's not a kasha, as he explains in the note. Because that's talking about Chitzanius HaMalchus. We're talking about Pnimius HaMalchus. Without going into that right now, we spoke about that a few weeks ago. We're talking about Pnimius HaMalchus. We, the Jewish people, are Ma'ira Kivyochel himself with a Rotzen Limlach. That's the question. Not the Chitzanius HaMalchus, the Pnimius HaMalchus. a melech, it's certainly not meaningless to speak about the melech arranging for highways to be built, right? And for trees to be schlepped from California to New York. That's not ridiculous. But that's all the chitzonis ha-malchus. Those are things that the melech does, he takes care of. It's not a matter of him, it's not a matter of the trees or the rocks reaching the pnimius ha-malchus. That's absurd. Of course the trees and the rocks are part of the malchus, and it's part of any king's malchus, because it's part of the melucha, and he takes care of it. And he uses the trees and the rocks as part of the melucha. But the pnimius ha-malchus is something else. Avalhu ha-briz ha-shakaras ha-shem. You know, that brings us back to the briz, right? Zeicher ha-briz zechreinis, right? Malchius zechreinis depends on zechreinis and ultimately on shayfis zechreinis. Because what? Lovers and shakaras ha-shem. You want to come by the marshal? And now, like in the marshal that we learn. Sha'oise mitzad ha-briz v'skasha she'echriach es atzmali yisli lo'oyhev ne'man af-shal-pi ha-seichel eno kidailai. Kachini also Hashem lonu sheichriach es atzma kivyoch lekashen asher sena b'yisbarach lios yisrael olu machshavi shesgal or pnimius malchus aleinu elazeu inyan habris. How could this be? The answer is, it can't be. You're right, it can't be. But it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. It's beyond any absurdity. So how could it be? The Torah is, the Baruch Hashem created something called the Bris. Elazeu inyan habris hashakaras Hashem im Yisrael. A Bris. The Kamoi Bris ben Shnei Anoshim Lahavdil, the same way as we learned this earlier in the Maimer, that there's a Bris between two people. Hu Keshe Kezeh, and that creates a bond. She'enim Yusad al pi taimim v'shikulim sichliyim. A bond that does not depend upon explanations or reasons or any justification that makes sense. That's al pi seichel. She'kol inyan habrisu. Again, we spoke about this last week. The whole inyan of habris is the gam im yovai matzav shal pi seichel. The inyan of habris is that even though The years have passed. He's no Prince Charming. She's no Cinderella. We're talking with human beings. Anybody looks at them from the outside sees two old and withered people. And it could be that they're in the middle of some sort of a little bit of a quarrel over whether lunch should be milchigs or fleishigs. Something like that. Or less important things like what's doing in the Middle East, stuff like that. And you look at them, and you're wondering, what is it that holds these two together? So you could say, well, the children, already, it's a long time ago, and they're far away, maybe. Could be even Chalila, that's not even there, God forbid. This Indian, that Indian, whatever it is. The Musag of a Bris, and that's, of course, a Moshal Ba'alma. We're talking about a Moshal. The Inyan of a Bris is that what? The Gam Im Yova Matzav Shal Pisechel HaYitzarech Lias Chalishis Bahavasa. That even though we now look at the situation, we say that Al Pisechel, this love should be weak. Years have passed. Could be that people are not even together for a long time. I've seen things like this. I saw a brother and a sister that didn't know that they were alive, and that they met only after 55 years. They didn't know they were alive. So even though apiseichel, there should be the biggest chalishis in the ahava, a weakening of the bond, a weakening of the love. The bris of ahava, the bris sustains that Keshe, that shaychus, that love. Kach inyan habris lamaila. This is the inyan of the bris lamaila, above. Shekadosh Baruch Hu is kasha mei Yisrael. The Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol made this bris with us. Afa pishen lamokim b'seichel v'tam adas. You can ask kashas? Akasha. It's not seichel, it's not tam, it's not das. It's absurd. Even though there's nothing in the universe that takes up a place that should have by logic any meaning or significance or reality in his presence, and certainly not to touch his infinite essence. Mikol Mokom, Hashem did something like this. Kisher HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysanu Im Pnimiyusai. Hashem tied us up with his essence. Kach shebnei Yisrael kshurim v'machshav to Yisborach, v'hem b'b'chines chelak Hashem amai. That Hashem made us chelak Hashem. Amai, imai, his nation, with him. V'nimtze shegedah ha-malchus etz li Yisborach, toli b'inyin ha-bris shebnei Kadosh Baruch Hu v'bnei Yisrael. So the whole lineage of Malchus, ha-melech, Malchias and Rosh Hashanah, Rotzen Limloich, Melech Elyon, Melech Evyon. The whole connection that can there be between a Melech Elyon and a Melech Evyon, that we're so shocked by that contrast that we have to close the Aron Kodesh in between, right? We close the Aron Kodesh for that second. That's that tricky psicha. Right? Close the Aron Kodesh for a second. Melech Evyon. Ay, Melech Evyon. After singing about Melech Elyon, then you go to the Melech Evyon. Ah, Gonish Megonish. Melech, this is Melech. Melech Evyon. Melech Evyon. Aval, Melech Elyon. Then you open the Aron. Isn't that amazing? Aval, Melech Elyon. The Melech Elyon wants to have a Shaykhus. He loves the Melech Evyon. The miserable, impoverished, nothing of a human being. A Yid. The Melech Elyon or the Melech Evyon. How could it be such a thing? So he made a bris. There's no Malchias without Zechrinus. And there's no Zechrinus without Shaifus. There's no Malchias. There's no Malchias without the bris. Baruch Adah Hashem, Zoycha HaBris, Achat L'Chesed Reich. Ahavis Klu L'Sachman. The nicest thing you see this when there's a chassan and kal, and I meet and I talk to the chassan. The chassan says something to me along the lines like this: I don't know why she's going along with this. She's the most amazing, amazing girl in the world. I can't believe that she wants to marry me. And I said, hold on to that. Hold on to that till 120. Hold on to that. Then I talked to the kala separately. They didn't arrange this. I talked to the kala, and the kala says to me, I know, Rabbi, I can't believe that he wants to marry me. I don't. It's amazing to me. It's good. Hold on to that. That's a shidduch. That's a shidduch. Such a musig. A visa tehila, saying the piyut, the Rishon, you enjoy our davening. It means something to you. A visa tehila from who? Means you long for praises. From who? From us. Zorcha HaBris. You remember the Bris? Do I remember the Bris? The Baruch Shalom says, Baruch Hashem, have a good memory. I remember the Bris. Yeah. No, it's now. Zorcha HaBris. But we have to be ma'orah that within ourselves. To be ma'orah that zikara, that memory. That's the malchus. Amoy, imoy. Look at 44. On the bottom, note 44. Le'el, earlier in the Maimon, is burying in halamayla mitan v'daz. We learned earlier that a bris is something which transcends logic and reason. The krisas bris ben akadosh baruch hu bnei Yisrael. The gamim bnei Yisrael yechtu chas Hashem, that even when we do things that we shouldn't do. Chas Hashem. Ein avnaseim mavdilim. Of course it's not good and we have to fix it. But like we're learning in Das Atzmacha, It doesn't change the mitzvahs. It doesn't change the reality. Even though you would say, by according to logic, if he did something, a person does something so bad, it should be that the Baruch Shem is finished with him. But it's not. It's not that way. Because Zeh Kesher V'Ahava Shelamalam HaDas Leinitan LeBitul. There's no, it can't be. It can't be nullified. There's no bitul. Chan Moisef, and here the Rebbe is adding, Shagam Etzem Yitzirus HaKesher, the creation of that Kesher. There it was more we were talking about how over the years the Kesher can't be broken. Even though it doesn't make sense, but the Kesher can't be broken, even by Averis and so on. And from our side, even though it's been such a long time since he had Nevi'im and Nisim and stuff, we still love him, we're still connected to him. The Kesher can't be broken. But here, the emphasis is on the actual creation of the Kesher. Shagam etzim yitziris ha-Kesher, im kutshabrichu ba'atzim ve'bechvaru, that we're able to make contact, or that there was a Kesher that was created between the Infinite One and us. Hu inyin shabris, that itself is the creation of the bris. Liyosei inyin she'en lo imokim api seichel. It's not just over the duration of the agreement or of the bris of the covenant that it's wondrous and defies logic. What's more wondrous is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got into the business to begin with us. That's the most amazing thing. That's the most absurd thing, that he got into this thing with us. Machmas Golu Richuk Erech HaErech Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the front, such a gap. Instead, the creation of the Kesher is mind-boggling, is absurd. So certainly, the fact that it goes on and continues is crazy. It's unbelievable. Shehava Shem, you said this, Ashikulim Sichli. How can you continue to love us if it isn't that and so on? It's not totally unsechel. It didn't begin that way, and it didn't start that way, and it doesn't continue that way. And that's the meaning of bris. La'avrecha bevris. On the right, back in the parish, the right hand side. That's the meaning of la'avrecha bevris. That's what's atam nitzav mayim kulchem. And over there, what? Every single Jew, from the highest to the lowest, la'avrecha bevris Hashem akecha bo'olah say. La'avrecha bevris. Zogam parish loshna kosev la'avrecha bevris. What does it mean to pass you over, to bring you over in the bris? The ha'avarazu himimata lamala. You hear how beautiful this is? La'avracha b'viz? The Baruch Shalom is saying like this. La'avracha means I carried you over to me. La'avor, right? I brought you over to me. You're a human being. You're human beings. You're on the other side of the. You can't even say the other side of the universe. It's silly. You're something different. Totally different. It's not shaychus to me. La'avracha, I brought you up to me. Over. I brought you and took you across the abyss. Across the empty space. Doesn't make sense. La'avracha. Zumimata lamala, from below to above. Ad yavar amcha Hashem, that we just learned this past Shabbos by Kriyas Yamsuf. Ad yavar amcha Hashem. She'aliz b'nei Yisrael mimata lamala, which we learn in Chassidus, ad yavar amcha Hashem, the Baruch Shalom, doesn't mean he just brought us across the ocean, across the Yamsuf. He brought us across the empty, infinite space between him and us. Ad yavar amcha Hashem, ad yavar amzu kanisa. The ocean is everything that separates between us and God. And God took us across that. The ocean is the world. The ocean is reality, is humanity, it's everything that we know. And everything that we know has no place in God's world. By the Baruch Shalom. Ad yavar amcha Hashem. Ad yavar amzu kanisa. Ad yavar amcha Hashem. Hashem, he took us across everything. The whole universe is on the other side. And he picked us up, me and you. Took us across that space. Vinyin aliyah zu Hushagilui briz zu ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu ubnei Yisrael magbiyu meroymi mis Yisrael loverly de ahava atzum HaKadosh Baruch Hu shalomal manasecha. And that gives us a feeling of love that transcends anything that makes sense, that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over all these years, we don't give up. We don't stop. We yidden no matter what. Ad Yavam HaShem, we're Ivrim. We're on the other side. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't understand what that means, but there's such a briz. When this is revealed to us, when we see it, when we feel it, when we think about it, when we remember it, it carries us over. Afterwards, was the Torah continue? We're skipping the actual lashon because we learned that last week. The explanation. Now it says afterwards. In order to establish you today as His people. His people. Him. Now that He's taken us across, we're with Him. He made a bris. We're with Him. A king can't rule over someone that's not him, that's not with him. Ein melech b'loi am, ein melech b'loi im. So the question was, how could we be his am if we're not im? It's even funny in Hebrew. Ech yichayim liyos am im loi im. Im loi im, with an ayin. How could there be an am without im? The Torah says, ay, ad yavr. La'avr chabivis Hashem alakech, la'avr chabivis Hashem alakech. Established us, but now we're going to simply hate it. How can you say that we're his people? What does it mean to be Amai? We say it all the time in davening and learning, and we like it's nothing. We talk about it like it doesn't mean anything. Amma, this king has this president, and then we're the Rabbi Yisrael's people. If you think about it, you got your kalim. What does that mean? What's the connection? What's the yachas, the kesha, the bairay, and the nivra, that amai? How can it be amai unless there's imai? And the Baruch Shalom says, Imay Anoichi Betzara, I'm with you in your tzaras. So we take it for granted. Why shouldn't you be? Imay Anoichi Betzara. Machashain Shum Erchvazmeh, Rak Hakrisas Bris, He Asher Hikima Vigbias Yisrael Liyaz Bebchinasam. Aye, the Krisas Bris, the Bris Hashem created such a thing, a Bris, with His infinite essence. And that carried us over that whole space in between to that place that's called Imai. Zeh gam dik loshon Chazal Yisrael olu b'machshava. That's the deeper meaning. The Chazal say that the Jewish people olu b'machshava rose up in God's thoughts when He created the world. That's what it means. He brought us up to Him in order to create the world. Klamish Kadosh Baruch Hu. He brought us up to his essence and created the world. And then it says afterwards, and He will be for you a God. The same way that He established us as His people by bringing us up to Him. This means I will be your God. Which means He brought us up to Him and He brought Himself down to us. That's what it means to cross over. It means more that we meet somewhere. How can it be such a thing between Hashem and us? So in order for that to be, Hashem kivyochol brings Himself down and lowers Himself he's mashpil himself to have a connection to us. To make that bris was the biggest hashpala, to make such a bris with us. And that's the meaning that we're called Am Kroivai. That's the Kesha. V'nimsa Shekola Kesha. V'ayichid ben Kudsha Brichu, ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ben Yisrael Yirak b'b'china zu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpil on page Samachalv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpil us atzmo, b'b'china zu, liyos melech aleinu. Hashem lowers himself, that whole decision, kivyachal, whatever that was, to lower himself. To bring us to him. Liyos lo ilo'am. That's what it means. That Hashem made that decision, liyos lechol elokim. And you will be to me, hikim oisra hayom le'am. You'll be my nation. And that's the hashpola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made. And still does every second. To have a kesher with Bosav Adam, with us. In Shulchan Aruch, all we know about Tu B'Shvat and Shulchan Aruch, of course this should take an hour and I only left 15 minutes. But just the kitzer. In Shulchan Aruch, the only thing about Tu B'Shvat is the minig, lahabris noigim lahabris by peiris shelilonis, is the minig to eat peiris. That's what we have in Shulchan Aruch. And after say tachnun, that's it. Ben oimer by tachnun. And we try to eat peiris in the stavcha ben Eretz Yisrael. The peiris of Eretz Yisrael, the pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael for these peiris. The geffen, teinavim, and so on. The Torah praises. But many ask the question, why is the minhag only to eat the peiros of Ilan? It's Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan, it's Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan. But the sight of the Yontiv is the gratitude that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael and what he gave us to eat. And Sof Kol Sof, from the minim of Eretz Yisrael, the two that are highest are not peiros. It's chita and sa'ira, the grain and the barley, what we make mezainis. So, l'chayri would have to ask Shemi to go out again to the bakery and to pick up some good danishes, some nice warm rolls and some danishes, and to make mezainis. Chita sa'ira is higher. And we would take the chita sayer that the Eretz Yisrael's praised for chita sayer. So there's a sicha from the Lubavitcher Rebbe Schussi again alone. It's a very, very beautiful sicha, and Kedarka B'Kodesh was a long sicha. The Tamsis Advarim is as follows, and everything ties in with what we're learning now. There are Yom Tovim of Torah Shabbosav, Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, and Shem Kippur. We have Yontes of Torah Shabbosav that are written in the Torah, and we have Yom Tovim of Torah Shavuot Pech, Hanukkah Purim, and so on. Tu B'Shvat's not mentioned as a Yontiv, as a Chag. It's not a Chag. It's mentioned as Rosh Hashanah in the Mishnah, as a Rosh Hashanah for trees. But you have in the same Mishnah that Rosh Chodesh El is a Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Behema. I never heard of any. There hasn't yet been. To my knowledge, a yontif to celebrate Rosh Hashanah L'Ma'aseh Behema. It's not such a thing. Make sure that no groceries or caterers hear about that, right? Because they're already making nice fruit platters as they soon. So, Bechlau, it doesn't have a mokum. The Indian of a yontif by Tu B'Shvat or a chag doesn't have a place, not in Torah Shabbosav, not in Torah Shabbat. What it is that it's a day that there's nothing warm about it in halacha. It's just a matter of establishing the times that we need to determine the halachas of the Paris of Eretz Yisrael as far as the year of Ma'aser Sheni, Ma'aser Oni, and the dinim of Trumas and Ma'asers. We need to know when's the cutoff point from last year to this year. That's all. It's not anything. It's not anything spiritual or moving. It's a matter of halacha, just like in the Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, there's a time of for Ma'aser Behema, and there's a time Rosh Hashanah L'Melachim, and so on. It's a time to know the halacha. It's not, there's nothing There are no rikudim. There are no dances connected to it. It's not a yontif. It's not a chag. So where does this yontif and where does this chag come from? It comes from the infinite love that the Jewish people feel for the Bari Olam. What does that mean? The Alter Rebbe himself, Zichus Yehonah, explains in Likutei Torah in a few places that there are certain things that are so high, that are so great and exalted, that they can't be written in letters. Not even in letters of speech. They can't be written in Torah Shebichsav, and they can't be spoken of. That's how powerful it is. That's how high it is. It can't even be put into words. Not only written, but can't be put into words at all. It can't be part of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebichsav. Look, Ushafte Mayim B'Sosn, so we have an Indian of Simchas Beis HaShoev. Nisach HaMayim. Where? What? The Indian of Nisach HaMayim. We see there's a mile that Nisach HaMayim has over Nisach HaYayin. Nisach HaYayin, Beferish HaPsuk. You don't have to have a drosha like we have in the beginning of Suk. You don't have to have a drosha like you have a Nisach HaMayim pulling out Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaYayin is Beferish by every carbon, by the carbonis is Nisach HaYayin, the pouring of the wine. But we don't have a whole tumult about it. There's no dancing and staying up all night. But Shafta Mayim B'Selsen Mimayin Yeshua. So Alter Rebbe explains that those things that are highest, like Nisach HaMayim, or the Hakafas and Simchas Torah, I spoke about that by Yontif, that Hakafas don't have any place, not in Torah Shebichsav, not in Torah Shebal Pes, not in the Gemara anywhere. Not even in the Gemara. There's no Simchas Torah in the Gemara. It's not mentioned that even in the Gemara Simchas Torah. It's not in Torah Shebichsav, not in Torah Shebal Pes. Hakafas. And the Simchas Simchas Torah. So the Lubavitch Rebbe explained, it's the same thing with Tu B'Shvat. And the minhag of eating peiros. And here he explains, this is the difference between peiros and mezainos. Chita v'sayra. This is the difference. The Baruch Shem created us, he has to feed us, you know. Lechem levav enosh yisad. Bread is a necessity. It's a staple of life. It wouldn't be right for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create us and not to feed us. It's a hechrich. It's chiyuni. It's for survival. It's for survival. Peiros ha'ilan. Fruit, the fruits of the tree. That's after you're full, after you ate in your life. There's something delicious that the Baruch Shalom made for dessert. Just delicious. Just for Hanah. In the bracha achron that we make, the nusach is Borei nefashos, rabbos v'chesroinon. Hashem has made us, and there are things. There's basic food that if we're missing it, we'll die. Rabbos v'chesroinon, and He gave us what we need in order to live. But then He gave us something beyond that. Lahachyos behem nefesh kol chai, to give a Jew chiyus, a geshmak in life. That's not because you're required. That's because you love. When you do it, you have to. That doesn't show love. That shows responsibility. When you do beyond what you have to, just to give a chiyus and a geshmak, that's because you love. Right? That's not because you have to. It's because of a tanug. It's because there's a deep pleasure. It's because of a tanug and a hanah. When a Jew observes Torah mitzvahs, so when he keeps the Torah Shebichsav and he keeps the Torah Shebal Peh, he keeps the halachas, he puts on tefillin, he keeps Shabbos, and he does everything Torah Shebichsav, that's called rabbis v'chasronin. Torah mitzvahs, that's what we need in order to live. That's bread. That's existence. That's bread, that's water. That's what you need in order to live. To be a Jew means to be observant of Torah mitzvahs. And therefore, the nefesh alakis, the nefesh l'kis demands Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is the bread of the nefesh l'kis. The nefesh l'kis can't breathe without Torah mitzvahs. It's to keep it alive. That's when it comes to Torah shebichsav, Torah shebal peh. But when a Jew keeps a minhag, our minhagim, a minhag, Everybody wonders, why do we make such a big deal of Minhagim? Minhagim, Minhagim. And by each group, by the Sfadim, and by the different Sfadim, and by the Chassidim, by the different Chassidim, and by the Germans, and by the Litvish Yidden, by all Jews, different Minhagim, and the Minhagim. He says, the Minhagim, the Minig is dessert. The Minig is dessert. The Minig is Lahachyas Behem Nefshko Chai. Is because we love the Bari Oilam, we want to give him nachas, we want to give him a geshmak. And it's the geshmak that we have, being Jews. When a Jew wants to do something that's not only his responsibility, but he wants to do something because he enjoys Yiddishkeit, or he can enjoy everything in Yiddishkeit, but he enjoys the Rebbeinu Shlom, and he wants to give pleasure, kivyachol, to the Bari Oilam, he wants to do something extra, something different, something extra. That's what a minig is. And that's why the minig is to eat pears, fruit, on Tu B'Shvat, and not to eat chita v'sa'ira, not to eat bread, mezainis, to eat chita v'sa'ira. But Tu B'Shvat, a Yid wants to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my Yiddishkeit is only not a matter of responsibility. Of course, I'll do what I have to, Torah Shemachsav, Torah Shopeh, bread, 100%. That's what my nefesh elikis needs, is to be a Jew. I have to keep Torah mitzvahs. But on Tu B'Shvat, when the moon is whole, did you see the moon? It was a shena levana. Last night, this morning, it was a beautiful levana. And Klai Yisrael's in its most beautiful state on Tu B'Shvat. On Tu B'Shvat and Tu B'Av, such a kala nov chesuda. And on Tu B'Shvat, we sang to Rebbeinu Shlom, you know, it's not, I have to do something different. I have to do something extra. It's not enough what I'm responsible for. I want a Viennese table, Rabbi Shlomo, me and you. I'm full, you're full. The essence is Amen. Ichlu Reim, Shesu v'Shechu Doidim. Something extra. Something beyond what I have to. Because a Jew says on Tu B'Shvat, Rabbi Shlomo, I'm looking for Dveikus, I'm looking for Islavus, I'm looking for Simcha, I'm not just looking to fulfill the mitzvahs. That's good. Halavai, we should all be zeichet that just keep Torah mitzvahs properly. But I'm looking for Islavus. I'm looking for excitement in my Yiddishkeit. I'm looking for Ahava, for Dveikus, for Tshukuf. I'm looking for something, for Simcha, which is Me'eva, which is beyond the you must do. This taste of the pears is the taste that we have to give our children in Yiddishkeit and ourselves, is the taste that the yeshivas have to give. It's nachrayis, because the yeshiva and the home is not just a place, it can't be just a place of rabbis v'chasroinen, what you need to live. What kind of a house is that? You only give your children bread to live and water? That's a prison. In prison they give bread and water. But what about Lahachis Be'an Nefshko Chai? What about Lahachis Be'an Nefshko Chai? When the grandchildren come over, with the children, there are more dinim, it's more Tarshuk Sa, Tarshuk Ha, with the grandchildren, it's all Minhagim. So I'm standing there, so they get nervous a little bit. This one says, Mommy doesn't let me have, Zaidi, Mommy doesn't let me have that. I said, I'll talk to Mommy about it. Just come over here. I'll talk to Mommy about it. And they look, they're a little bit nervous. They say, I'm in charge of your mother. You come over here, I'll talk to Mommy, don't worry about it. You can have it, it's okay. And they're staying up late at night, running around, having a blast. It's like 3 hours after bedtime. What's going on? It's a minig. It's not a din. If you have a life that's only the dinim, Hashem Yerachem, that's a life. And then hug him. A minig, and when the Baruch Shalom sees us in such a way that we add because of the Ahava, because our longing is to reach Him, not just to obey Him. That's what we're learning, to reach Him, to reach the infinite. That's what our rotzen is. It doesn't make any sense. You're right. And to give the Einikel something that he shouldn't be having because Alpidin, it's bad for him, it's also not right. It doesn't make sense. But where there's a Hava, it doesn't make sense. And the Baruch Shalom sees that there's a tesefis, meruba, that we're adding. And we eat the peiris and tuvishvats, and the Baruch Shalom wants kivyachal liyos lonu le'elokim, you understand, to bend down to us. And he breaks his own rules. And he gives people who are worthless, unworthy people, who are far, far from tzaddikim, but he's mashpia, all kinds of ashpos, tayvis, chasadim, all kinds of ashpos, tayvis that he gives us, because he reaches down to us, he's liyos lechal le'elokim. When we lift ourselves up in such a way, he brings himself to us. And he takes us to a place that's me'eva. We want to be beyond all the official responsibilities and everything that's all gewaldic. But when there's a bris, Zachat l'ches merayach ahavis k'losayach lechta acharai b'midba haben yakali Ephraim v'mielit shashum k'nididabi b'y Zohar Eskerenu. Wherever there's Zohar Eskerenu, what is there? What's the next word? Oid. Oid, more. So we do more with our Minhagim. And the people who are the strict halachists, they stand on the side and they go, look at all these silly people making these games with fruits and dances and all these things. Sashem Yach. Instead of joining the dance. Zocher es kerenu, oid, more. When a Jew lives in such a way, azamul wakai ba'oidi, with more, then Hashem's baruch is mashpia, oid va'oid. Zocher es kerenu, oid. Then Hashem's baruch remembers us, oid va'oid. No. So certainly on Tu B'Shvat, Zacharti is Brisi Yaakov, Va'af is Brisi Avram, Brisi Yitzchak Ezkar. So Hashem remembers the bris that he made with our ancestors, and that he made with us. What's the end of that pasuk? The Ha'aretz Ezkar. Hashem's work promised to remember the land. That's part of the bris. To remember his children who live in the land and who are watching it and taking care of it until the time that everybody is able to come back with the Gula Shalim Hamid Yisam.